We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, the top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. And here the Gemara is going to talk about calculating when the Mashiach is going to come. The Gemara begins by saying, Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda achol d'Rav Salah, Chasida. Eliyahu Hanavi appeared to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah, Chasida. He says, Eino olam pachos mishmoni v'chamisha yovlos. The world is not going to exist less than 85 yovlos. That's year 4250 of a Yovel Achron Ben David Bar. And then last Yovel, the Mashiach is going to come. And Omar Lay Bitchilaso Besofa. Rav Yehuda said to Eliyahu, is he coming the beginning or the end? Omar Lay Niyadei. He said, I don't know. Kala Eina Kala. Will the Yovel finish before the Mashiach comes, or will it not finish? And it will be during that last Yovel. And Omar Lay Niyadei. He said, I don't know. This idea of 85 Yovelos in Gematria, 85 is Peh. Pehei. The Ben Yoyada says that perhaps that it means in the merit of Torah that is studied with the peh, with the mouth, so then Mashiach is going to come, or maybe Mashiach will only come after we fix the sins that are committed by our peh. In any case, the Gemara tells a story that Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Amar Le Ad Hacha Lo Tista Kele Mikan Veach Ista Kele. So this story, the Gemara brings the story of Eliyahu in another way, that Rav Ashi said, that Eliyahu said to Rav Yehuda, until this time of 85 Yovelos, don't wait for Mashiach, because he certainly won't come at that time, but from then and on, wait for him, because then he will come. So now we have a story of Shalach Le Rav Chanan Bar Tachlila to Rav Yosef. Rav Chanan Bar Tachlila sent to Rav Yosef, Matzotzi Aramechad, I found a person, Uvyada Megillah Achas, and in his hand there was one Megillah, Ksuva Ashuris, it was written in the writing of Ashuris, the Lashon HaKodesh. It's written in Hebrew with Ashuris script. And the Yad Rabbah points out that this obviously came from a Jew. Because in Amarti Lo, Minai Lecha, where you get it? Amar Le, Lechayel Shavom Niskarti. I was hired to be a soldier in the Roman army. Ben Gidze Romi Matzasiha. I found it among the archives, the Roman archives. The Kasuk, but it's written in it. La'achar Abba Alafim Masayim Tishim Ve'achat Shana Livyasa Shalom Ha'olam Yito. After 4,291 years, the world's going to end. Mehen Mochamos Taninim. So during some of these years, there will be a war of fish. Tanin could be that the Rashi says the fish will fight. Marsha says the other nations are called Taninim. They will fight. Mehen Mochamos Dogu Magog. Some of the years, there will be the battle of Gog and Magog. Vashar Yemosha Mashiach, and then the rest of the years be Moshe Mashiach. The Messiah era, Vinakosh Baruch Machadish Salom, Elachar Shivas Elafim Shana. And Hashem will renew the world only after 7,000 years. Rav Acha, Bray the Rav, Amar Vacha, the son of Rava, said, Lachar Chamesh Elafim Shana Itma. He's saying, no, it'll be after 5,000 years, not after 7,000 years. And then now, Tanya, the Bryce that we learn in the Bryce, Rav Nosson says, Mikra Zeh, so there's a Pasuk, Noke V'yorid At Tahom, that we can't fully understand into the depths. We can't go to the home, the depths of understanding. There's a Pasuk which talks about when the Mashiach is going to come, and we don't really understand it. This Pasuk is from Habakkuk. The Pasuk says, Ki od chazon lamoed v'yofech laketz v'lo yichazev, im yisma ma chakelo ki vo yavo lo yeacher. As the Pasuk tells us that in the future there will be a vision in the future of set time when we will talk about the end of times and it's not going to be incorrect, we're not going to lie. If he delays, so there's a time in the future, and in the future there will be an end, a ketz, when the Mashiach will come. If he delays, though, he mismama chakel, wait for him. Kivo yavo, he's going to come late. He's not going to come late. So this pasuk that there will be a time in the future when Mashiach is going to come. It's lo kirab sedin shiadarshim ad idan idanim plag idan. It's not like our rabbis who explain that it's similar to the Pasuk in Daniel, that they're saying, Idan Idanim, so this is Uplag Idan. So Idan Idanim, Rashi says, that the Golos of Mitzrayim was 400 years, so that's Idan. And then Beis Idan, Idanim, is two Idans, which is 800, so 1,200 years. And Plag, a half of Idan, is 200 years. So that means 1,400 years. So they understood that in 1,400 years, then after 14 years after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, the Mashiach is going to, the Gula is going to come. He said that's not correct. And then he says also Lo Krav Simla Yishaya Doresh Hechaltim Lechem Dima Vatashkemu Vidmo Shalish. He interprets the pasuk in Tehillah that you feed them bread of tears and with tears of shalish. So what does this refer to? That Hashem gave the Bnei Yisrael with tears of the first two galios, Galos Mitzrayim and Galos Bavel. In total, Galos Mitzrayim was 400 years, and the Galos Bavel was 70 years. So, and he says that that's going to be one third of the galus of Edom, of the galus, the exile of following destruction of the second base of Migdash. So, meaning the galus of exile of Edom will be 470 years times three, which is 1,410 years. So, it's not like that either. Interestingly, Rashi says, Kavar Avro Velohoya. He says that the time already passed. It's already been 1,410 years since Galus, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and Mashiach hasn't come. Now, obviously, Rashi didn't say that. And the Gra writes that to erase those words from Rashi, because this 1,410 years after the Churban, after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, is in the 15th century, and there's after the life of Rashi. So Rashi couldn't have written that this time has already passed and hasn't come. In any case, it's not like Rav Nosson said, it's not like either of these two times. It's not like Rabbi Akiva, he darshan od achas ma'ati v'anim harishas shema v'aretz. So Rabbi Akiva darshan that, in a little bit of time, even though this is in Sefer Chagai, says in a little bit of time, He thinks it's, Rabbi Akiva thought I was talking about the time after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. He said a little bit of time after that, he's going to cause noise in the heavens and the earth and bring about Mashiach, and he thought that was Bar Kokhba. And he says that's not what it means. Ella Malchus Rishon Shivim Shana, Malchus Shnia Chamishim Ushtaim, Umalchus Koziva Shtei Shalim Machza. What it really means, according to Rabbi Nosson, is that the time, the glory of the Jewish people when they had their own, when they were controlling their own destiny, was less than the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, right? It's a little bit of glory, because the kingdom of the Chashmonaim was only 70 years, the kingdom of Hordus was 52 years, and the kingdom of Bar Kokhba was only 2.5 years, and that is much less than the time of the first Beis Hamikdash. And so the Gemara says, and by the way, we know that the Rashi points out that even though in Seder Olam it says that the kingdom of Chashmonaim was 103 years, and the kingdom of Hordus was 103 years as well, but when the Gemara says that the kingdom of Chashmonaim was 70 years and the kingdom of Hordus was 52 years, that's, I think, when they had... Rashi says, "Ikar kavodam perim shalosh shaltam hem uma lo nizkayim kol kach." So he wants to say that the glory of the kingdom, the main glory of their kingdom, where there was no other government that was really in charge, was 52 years of Hordus and 70 years of the Chashmonaim. In any case, Rabbi Nosson basically says that they misinterpreted these three Tanaim, all misinterpreted, or Amoraim, all misinterpreted that Rabbi Seinu, the Rabbi Simla, and Rakiva, all misinterpreted when they thought the end of when Mashiach was going to come. And in fact, the Gemara says, "Mai v'yafech laketz v'lo yichazev." What does it mean when the Pasuk says that they will speak about the end and they will not lie? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Yonason says, "Tipach atzman shel machash ve'kitzim." The bones of those who try to calculate the end will dry up, will burn and dry up. Shahayu Omrim, that they would say, "Kevin shegi esaketz v'lo ba," that since the end has come and has arrived and hasn't come, "Shuvein oba," and it's not coming again in the future. Elachakela, rather wait for it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, im yismama chakela. If it delays, mishet delays, wait for it. Shema tomar anu machakim the who enu machakeh. If you want to say that we're waiting for Mashiach, but Hashem's not waiting, desiring to bring about the Mashiach. Tamalomar, the pasuk says no. Lo chen yichakeh Hashem lachanenchem, chen yirum lorachemchem. That Hashem also is waiting for Mashiach to come. So a couple of points here. Even though the Avas Emes points out that why are we cursing those who try to calculate the end? And why is it kitzim, those who calculate the ends? So he wants to say that there are two possible times Mashiach can come. Be'ita, in the right time, in its fixed time, Achishen Hashem could speed it up. And so he says that curse be the people who only want to wait until Mashiach, till the final time when Mashiach has to come, Be'ita. Hashem wants us to improve ourselves, to do tshuva, to bring about the earlier time of Mashiach. The Rambam writes that when regarding the timing of the Mashiach, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, writes that it seems from the simple reading of the Nevi'im that in the beginning of Yemos HaMashiach there will be a Machama of Gog and Magog, and before the war of Gog and Magog there will be a Navi who will try to straighten out the hearts of the people and just to bring peace, and the job of this individual is to bring peace to the world. And some say that before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu will come, and all these things. The Ram says, "Kol yilo dvar v'chiyot v'hem," all these things. Lo yodei adam ech yu ad sheyu. Person's not going to know about these things, how these things will work, until they come. She dvarim stubim hem yatzol neviim, because the neviim did not provide a clear picture about what Mashiach's life is going to be like. What's going to bring about Mashiach? Gam hachachamim hem kabod v'am elu. Also, the sages did not have a tradition about these things. Elo fi hachrei ha-psukim. It's only based on how they understood the psukim. L'fich yesh lem hachlogus v'am elu. That's why they have a lot of debates about these things. V'al kol panim, nevertheless, ein sira v'yosu dvarim elu v'lo dikakem ikar b'das. The order of what will bring about Mashiach is not the main part of religion. And he says, v'lo lam lo yusasik adem b'divri ha-gados. You shouldn't involve yourself in all these agaritas. And you shouldn't spend a lot of time trying to think about when the end of Mashiach is going to come. Don't make that the main thing that you do. It's not going to lead to fear or to love. You shouldn't calculate the ends. He says, that the spirit of those who calculate the end should dry out. You should believe that Mashiach is going to come, but don't focus on when, how, why. Just focus on doing what you can to bring about Mashiach. Believe Mashiach will come, because focusing on calculating the end can just lead to, unfortunately, disappointment. There is a Malbim, comments on Sefer Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalet, who says that you should be stomas advar mechasam a sefer ad ace kates. You should close the book until the end. And the Malbim basically says that actually, yeah, you shouldn't calculate when Mashiach is going to come when it's far away. But as it's getting closer, then you can start thinking about when Mashiach is going to come. And there's a mashal, a famous parable, that Malbim said when he was young and his father took him on a trip. And he asked his father, when are we going to get there? Early on in the trip. And his father said, why are you asking me these questions? And then as they get very close to the fair where they're going to get to, the father asked the wagon driver, when are we going to get there? And the Malbim asked his father. He said, I understand what I asked you. You thought it was a silly question. Now you're asking. It's not a silly question. And his father said, yeah. When you're far, far away from it, it's silly to try to, you have no clue of when you're going to get there. As you're getting very close, so then you can start figuring out when you're going to get there. So he says, he thinks that it's not appropriate to calculate the end until you realize you're at the end. Of course, the question is, how do you know when you're at the end? But that's what the Malbim says, his commentary to Sefer Daniel. And it's actually very beautiful, this idea that we're waiting, right? We're waiting for Mashiach, and Hashem's waiting for Mashiach. That's this idea of Laman Shemo Biava, or we daven Shemon Esrei, we say, Umevi Gor Livnei V'nehem, that Hashem, we want Hashem to bring a Redeemer, Laman Shemo, for Hashem's sake, ba'ava, with love. So we're davening for it, but Hashem, for, you know, he does it because he loves us, and also for his own sake. Hashem also wants to bring about Mashiach. The Gemara then says, V'chi me'achar shenu ma'achakim, v'hum Mechake, mi makev. So we want Mashiach to come, and Hashem wants Mashiach to come. What's stopping the Gula? So midas adin makeves. It's the midas adin, so the Jewish people are not fit for to be redeemed. Then why are we waiting? If midas adin says we can't bring about Mashiach now. We receive reward when we wait. We hope for Mashiach. Amar Abai says, "Lo pachos alma mitlas mishisha tzadiki de bekabli api shchina b'chol dara." Now Abai says that in every generation there are at least 36 the lamed vav tzadikim that can receive the shchina. They can get some kind of divine inspiration. In every generation, you have 36 of these people. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, "Ashrei kol chochei lo." Happy are those who wait for lo. So lo in gematria is 36. It's 36. Ini, is that really true? Vamarava, Dara de Kamikut Shabrichu, the generation of Tzadikim that are before Hashem. Tamne Sri Alfe Parsahave. They're 18,000 parcels long. Shadamar Savish Shmones Asar Elef. Seems that there's 18 around there. It's 18,000 that seem to be parcels. There's so many Tzadikim. I can say the only 36 who are Makawa Pnei Ashrina. So Gemara says, Lokash, it's not a question. Ha de Mistakle Bispaklaria Hameira. Ha de Mistakle Bispaklaria Sheinamira. It depends that there are only 36 who have this clear vision of Hashem. And there are maybe 80,000 who have some kind of vision, but it's not so clear. And Gemara says, "Aminafish kulihar." There's so many 36 tzaddikim who have a clear vision. Amar Chizkia, Amar Vim, Mishum, Mishim, Bar Yochai, Raisi Bnei Aliyah, Vehim Uatim. Apparently, Rav Chizkia said that Rav Yirmiyah said, "Name Mishum, Bar Yochai." I saw the group that is Makabo Pnei Ashkina that can receive the divine presence. Vehim Uatim. There's so few. Im Alefim. If there are 1,000 of them who can do it, then Aniu Bnei. I and my son are among them. Imea, hey, if there are only 100 who could be Makal Pnei Shechina, Aniva Uvni Mehem. I and my son are among them. Im Shnaim, if there are only 2 of them, Anivne Hem. So basically, he thinks that he and his son have the greatest chance of being Makal Pnei Shechina as a generation. But we see from here, he says there might only be 2. So how can Abai say there are at least 36? So Lokasha, it's not a question. Had the Ayli Bavar, had the Ayli Belobar. He said when Abai said there are at least 36, that there are 36 people who can sort of see this vision, to this clear vision, only by asking permission from Hashem. They have to ask permission in order to see the vision. And that when Shimon Bar Yochai says he doesn't know how many there are, there may only be 2, that's those, because they're so righteous, they can see in this vision even without asking permission from Hashem.